IPC puts its policy in place. Hello? Hello, is anybody listening?
Yeah.
The IPC puts its policy in place, and or Eva has succeeded in her effort to have the unpaid staff unionized. Okay? It also is only to cover programs programmers who have a grievance about their suspension and or cancellation. So,
okay, and everyone has it.
There are minor changes. The PROC recommends the following interim process to deal with aggrieved programmer dismissals or suspensions. 1. Management shall deliver in writing its reasons for the cancellation and or extended suspension of the program to the programmer and a notification of cancellation or suspension to the PROC within 7 days of the cancellation. 2. The programmer shall deliver in writing his, her, their response to management and a request for action to the PROC within 7 days of receipt of reason for cancellation or suspension. 3. The PROC, without judging the matter, will then act to facilitate a resolution by selecting the next available mediator from a compiled list of volunteer mediators, listed alphabetically. The mediator will meet with both parties in an effort to resolve the matter. 4. In the case of a failed mediation, the two parties will proceed to a binding arbitration process. Each body will choose a representative and a neutral third member on which they on which the other two will mutually agree. If the two parties cannot agree on the third member, the PROC will then select the next available name from its list of mediators as the neutral third representative. A list of these mediators, by the way, has already been started by the ad hoc retreat committee and should be expanded with additional suggestions by LSB members. Thank you.
I'm going to ask before we go to a round, I'm going to ask, Fernando, could you time just this one program oversight report at 12 minutes and let us know when 12 minutes is up?
How much time does it have
okay.
to speak?
I'm sorry?
How much time does each have to speak?
Well, let's have the body decide. What about one minute for speakers? Is that acceptable? Yeah. And let me read the stack and then keep your hand up if you don't hear yourself. Jan, David, Harrison, Fernando.
Leslie.
Oh, Leslie.
Eva. Okay.
And Israel.
Eva.
I would like to switch my time with David, please.
Okay, let's do this. Let's...
Just David go first and then me.
1 minute. David is recognized.
Yeah, I want to speak against this. I don't think there's any canceled programmer that's not going to complain. What this essentially says is you mediate every cancellation with every programmer, and I don't think that if the management wants them off and they want to stay on, it goes to an arbitrator, which essentially makes our arbitrator our program director. So I understand the intent and the sentiment, but I'd like to send it back to that committee for further work. And I think there's also got to be some set of policies that dictate, you know, what rights and within which rights and reasons for people to make changes. Also, what constitutes a cancellation? Does this mean that essentially programmers have, that's their program slot belonging to them, do we renew programming? Do we review programming on a regular basis? So I'd like to send it back to the Program Oversight Committee for further work.
Don, can I just clarify?
The
committee.
We'll put you on the stack, but I don't think we should have interjections.
No, it was to clarify what the committee is asking here.
Okay,
we are not asking to pass this. We are asking for the kind of feedback that Dave just gave so we can go back and revise.
Okay, and so let's go back to the stack. Thank you very much. We'll consider that the committee report, and we'll move the agenda. The next... we can. Yes, all right, we certainly can. We're looking now at the evaluation committee, Terry, and the chair recognizes Sherna. 1 minute.
I just have a question, Sonali. At one point, there was some discussion or a mandate from the national or from the national director, it's not clear to me, that there be some kind of uniform procedure, and I'm wondering if that's the case, or is that what you're working from? Or are you developing something
well,
different?
Well, when this committee first met, there was definitely a lot of sentiment that there should be network-wide policies, but at this stage, that's practically impossible for this year because KPFT, for example, has already completed its evaluation. WBA has sent out their forms. Network-wide, each station is doing their own unique thing. But I think the idea in the future is to actually come up with uniform policy. The board, but in general, this committee had a discussion about it and decided that at some point, you know, we have not decided what to do with any past evaluations if we do get them. And that's something that the LSB as a body will make a decision on, not our committee.
Okay, we're going to take one more. Yes, we're going to take one more. We're going to recognize Margaret and try to then end this report.
Right. Just on the issue of past evaluation, just so we're clear on it, a request was made. Many people know that some of us were added on to management evaluation a bit later. The management evaluation, as first constituted, had made a decision to request past evaluations of management to be considered in developing this new measure. There are others of us, and the discussion has been reopened with whether or not it would interfere with our objectivity if we indeed look at past evaluation in developing this particular evaluation process. So that is still an open question because apparently the request was made for the past evaluation. But if the past evaluations arrive and some members of the committee who have made the request see the evaluation in terms of how that impacts our objectivity with proceeding with the form that we're doing is really an open question. And there's some of us who feel, I'm not sure it's a majority, but there are some of us who feel that we should really leave the past evaluations alone right now and continue working, I think, as we have been quite well, I think, in developing this particular form to be as objective as possible. I don't know if that's an issue that the board needs to address. It is a legal matter because Dan apparently is consulting lawyers with even whether or not that information, personnel information like that, can be given over to the committee. But once a decision is made with that, then what's to happen with it? Who does it go to and how is it used? That is really an important question we have to handle very carefully, and I would be interested in the board weighing in on this matter.
You know, my own view as chair, I'm just going to put this out, and you can disagree or agree, that would not be a discussion we should open up at this time, but that we should wait for the Management Review Committee to come in with concrete proposals, motions, or dilemmas that you want the board to settle for you. Is there acceptance of that kind of paradigm? Thank you so much. And we're going to move to the next. It would be outreach. Is there the need for an outreach committee meeting?
Yes, sure.
Yes, Madeline.
Report.
Report.
Yes, sure. Microphone.
Okay, currently the outreach committee has morphed into the ad hoc town hall planning committee meeting, and several of our outreach committee members have been able to attend most or all of the meetings, and Leslie's going to be able to attend the upcoming ones. We do have a notebook as a result of our being together for several months, which has all of our minutes from the meetings. It has the proposals passed by the local station board. It has policies that the committee adopted and forms and some project ideas. We did realize kind of late in the game that we weren't meant to do all the outreach for the station, the six of us actually, and that it was more a governance committee. For some reason, it took us a while to get to that point, but we do have something for continuity, and again, we're part of the town hall committee at this point.
Thank you very much. And that town hall, ad hoc town hall committee, has its own agenda item, and we'll be reporting later. Thank you. Structure. Is there any report from structure?
Is there any structure?
Okay, I'm sorry. Thanks for coming. Yeah, we're
loose.
I have to be very self-critical. I'm on that committee, but I have not attended a meeting for a long time.
We wouldn't know that since none of us have either.
Yeah, okay.
That's my knowledge. There's nothing to report.
Okay. There seems to be consensus, nothing to report from structure. That committee will begin. I'm sorry, a question, yes.
Yeah, has that committee addressed the question of contact of this body having communication with listeners? That was referred to Structure Committee, I believe.
I do not believe that committee has dealt with that yet.
Okay, thank you.
May we go to well, I just want to make a comment about Committee of Inclusion. A lot of the people, I will remind you that the Committee of Inclusion is a committee of the PNB, but there were people assigned to it, and I'm not bringing this up because I want to embarrass, because there are people incredibly busy, but just to remind us, pursuant to foundation bylaws, the KPFK-LSB elected one director and three delegates to the local Committee of Inclusion, which is a PNB committee, and then they can choose an additional KPFK membership. Julie Rodriguez was director, Sarah Amir, Margaret Prescott, Grace Aaron, and Jane Halloran was an alternate. I know that committee has not been functioning, but we do need...
I didn't even know I was...
Yes, I, that's the reason I'm reviewing this. Basically, though, just a brief comment. The outreach, the committees of inclusion, if you look at the committee, a lot of those people have been doing outreach to include communities. Certainly, Julie Rodriguez has been very active in the CAB formation and so on. But I am going to be in touch with those four or five members, because it must be a functioning PNB committee and reports to the PNB over inclusion of listener sponsors in our signal area. So I know there's no report. I'm sure there's no report. But we'll take a couple comments on the... Okay, Margaret and then David.
Actually, I was on the stack to...
For a different issue?
For a different issue, but just to say, I wasn't aware I was actually part of that committee, so we're going to have to look into that and see how that goes. The reason I was in, because I have to make a rather hasty exit and to say to the board that the crisis in Haiti has been deepening, which people might know. That means I have to fly to the Caribbean region tomorrow morning, and I'm not quite sure of the return date. It may be for a week, it may be a week and a half. So if there are meetings, board meetings that are scheduled, I'd like to request now excused absence. And just also to say that with the fund drive, it was very difficult to get information out about what was going on in Haiti. We did find time for a special, you know, a one-hour special, and there will be another one coming up on Sojourner Truth. But if people want more information, they can go to the Haiti Action, you know, website. But just to say, the situation is very, very dire.
Thank
so
you,
I
Margaret.
Beg the board's indulgence.
Thank you, and all the best on your journey, David.
Before
you know what? I think that's
before
think
Margaret leaves.
That's good because it's next.
Margaret.
Yeah, that's right.
The
Yeah, that's good.
Just before you go, if you wait till the end of the
Okay, one moment, people. Just a moment. Let's. I'm going to recognize David. Let's all be quiet and focus on David's comment.
So the next national board meeting is here in L.A., and as part of it, we agreed that we would have either a day or two of events dealing with white supremacy and racism. And it was originally called a day of diversity, but the whole concept of diversity as a way of abstracting away from the issues of white supremacy and racism was recognized. The COIs are actually talking about how to restructure and reframe it. But that is, my understanding is the committees of inclusion led by Henry Cooper and Kalanji Olusegun and some of the others around the network are going to be involved in structuring that whole series of events, which is going to be happening here in LA. And I personally hope that we can get people involved in anti-racist movements around LA involved in it. So I was hoping that the Committee of Inclusion would focus on that. They are going to be doing it. There is going to be major events. There's going to be major promotion and the rest of it. So I think that's an important immediate task. And if you haven't, it would be good for you to contact Henry Cooper, who I think is spearheading it, and I'll email you that information. Yep.
Okay, now here's the situation we find ourselves in. We have one more report that would be finance development, then populating the arts committee. Then I think there's going to be a proposal that we take public comment before the town hall meeting so that public comment can be done before more board members leave. Who is reporting? Is there a report finance and development? David.
Can I make a report?
Just so people know, by the way, I got elected. Mark Roberts retired, so...
Yeah, you're going to have to speak up. Yeah. The microphone is so.
Okay, well, just a quick report on the fact. I'm now chair pro tem of the National Finance Committee since Mark Roberts went off, and one of the things we've got to deal with locally is this whole issue of what they're telling us about our budget and what's a surplus and what we're... they're saying we ended last year down on projection. We need to get together. We need to talk about it. We need to talk about when we know that we have a surplus to spend. And we did, as a board, pass a motion on the issue of training, spending the money on particular things. At what point do we do that? So we're going to be meeting and talking about it. I also think that we need to be in, we need to contact Eva and possibly meet when the CFO comes to town to discuss these things, because there's something very murky about what we're being claimed we have to do, et cetera, et cetera. So just on our agenda, I think primarily is the issue of at what point we recognize that we do have a surplus and then how we get that allocated consistent with the motion that approved the budget.
Thank you. And we'll take a couple comments on that.
Treasurer, I'm sorry, there was one other point. The treasurer is a crucial issue. We have not had a treasurer, and I would like to recommend that we consider as an alt, just like we did with secretary, we consider as the alternate Casey McFall, who ran and came in second out of two, to Sarah, that we contact Sarah, ask him if he's going to participate, and if he does not want to participate at this point, that Casey act in that capacity pro tem until the next board is
seated. You'd have to make a concrete motion.
I would like to so move.
Pardon me?
I would like to move that Casey McFall be named the alternate, and that we contact Sarah. And in the event that he is not going to be participating, that Casey will.
Okay, just for clarity, your motion is that Casey be an ad hoc treasurer until when?
Pro tem, an alternate treasurer and treasurer pro tem if Sarah resigns until another treasurer is elected.
All right. Is there a second
on
to that?
On procedure.
I would like to.
Okay, one moment. Just one moment before we go ahead. We have a stack, but... We have a question of procedure.
Yes. How can you nominate someone who isn't here to say whether she'll do it or not?
She ran.
I know that. I'm saying, how can you nominate somebody who isn't here to say whether she's willing to do that? She's a candidate now, and her life has changed, and I don't think she regrets.
If she's willing to accept.
You can say if she's willing to accept, but I don't think she is.
I think that was sort of implicit in what Dave
said. No one can force her to do what you don't.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, David,
you're on the stack.
in your motion, pending her acceptance of the role, I think that's true. Okay, now, was that seconded?
I would like to second it, but I'd like to make a
motion. Wait, okay, you're on the stack, I think. You are on the stack. It's been moved and seconded. Okay, so be sure that you're also addressing that issue in your comments. The stack is Israel, Jan, Ed, and Leslie. Anyone else that's missed for the stack? Let's begin with Israel.
2 points, Dave, can we hear from you?
Do you need a microphone?
No, I can speak loudly.
But I'm wondering, for purposes of recording, it's being recorded. Ted Koppel is doing Nightline tonight.
Question to Dave. Can we get from you, in what would be a timely manner for consideration, appropriate information and data on this financial situation so the board can be, other than being warned that's a problem, can we get the information in some timely manner?
I'm going to let David respond to that.
Yeah, we've been trying to get clarity. I've been trying to do it in the National Finance Committee meeting. It seems to be a moving target. We are trying to do that. As soon as we can get it, we'll provide it.
Okay. Second point I want to make is it's important that we have not just word of mouth, but a written statement from Sarah that he cannot function or will not or wants to resign. In all fairness to him, no matter what else is said. And in terms of Casey, of course, should she be contacted if she's willing to serve, if it's appropriate in this case.
That makes total sense.
That's all.
Thank you. Jan, 1 minute.
Here you go. I would like to move to amend David's motion, and that is to add Casey McFall to the Finance Committee and to as a co-treasurer with, as opposed to an alternate treasurer, as a co-treasurer with Sarah, so that we don't have to worry about him resigning or not resigning, that she can get on the you know, she can start working whether along with Sarah or not along with Sarah. I mean, the problem is, as I understand it, part of the problem with Sarah is that his working, at least for several meetings, did not permit him to be in on the national phone calls. So that's one issue. And David has told me that he needs help, actual help, with the, you know, the work that is involved, because he is on that committee and he actually needs help. And so I would like to just amend the motion to ask Casey if she would be a co-treasurer, and then we don't have to, okay, you know, we don't have to pin Sarah down as to whether he's going to resign or not resign. We're talking two meetings here, and we can just move forward.
Okay, thank you. Now, keep in mind that there's an amendment. Is there a second to Jan's amendment? I hear no second. Well, one moment, please. Lacking a second, Jen's proposed amendment
Well, David was okay. I'm sorry.
That's right.
I would like to rephrase it, because if there's no second,
Jen, one moment. I'm going to rule you out of order because you've had your minute. We have a stack. Maybe we can come back. The chair recognizes Ed. All right. One moment. Yes.
Don, you want to run this finance committee. Now that your other obligations are momentarily relieved, would you be willing to resume service?
Okay, in a way this is kind of out of order also. Donna can make herself available. I think she resigned for her own reasons. The chair recognizes Ed. You were on the stack. Do you still want to speak?
I just want to remind people that the town hall event should be a primary thing, and now you're putting it 20 minutes beyond that, and Madeline has to leave, and so do I.
Okay.
So
we haven't done that yet. There's just going to be a proposal. Let's look at Leslie for 1 minute. Not look at you for 1 minute, but let's hear you.
you're certainly welcome to look at me for 1 minute if you want, but I would appreciate it if you listen at the same time. A couple things here. One on the Casey McFaul motion, as well as the Grace Aaron motion. It occurs to me that the bylaws call for us to vote people onto committees by secret ballot and IRC, and we have not done that in either case. We voted for Grace under STV. We voted for her to be first and Marie to be second this time, and I'm not sure that reversing an STV vote by an open show of hands is appropriate. We also this summer voted on surpluses, that the surpluses be controlled by the station. I was wondering if the National Finance Committee has addressed that issue. And I would like a statement, if it's available, from Dave, on whether monies from our station are being diverted to other stations. There's a lot of public comment that's happening, and I'd like a statement clearly whether that is or is not happening. Thank you.
Okay, that ends the stack. Now,
I was on stack.
Oh, did she? I don't see her. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe I crossed her out.
Sure.
I just crossed you out.
Jan and Jane were like identified.
Okay, before you do that, we will take Jane, and then we'll let David respond to Leslie briefly, and then we'll go to a vote. Yes, go ahead.
I would like based on what Israel said, I'd like to make a motion that to have Donna take over depending upon whether Sarah wants to come back, take over the duties of treasurer.
Donna?
Yes, she's on the committee.
Well, wait, unfortunately, one moment, Jane. This is out of order only because
Oh, really?
There's both a motion There's a motion on the floor that's been seconded, and that would not be appropriate now to make a second motion before the first one is resolved.
I'd like to amend the motion.
Wait, just so that we kind of understand.
Tell me what to do.
Yeah, well, why don't we, you know, I'm thinking that it would be appropriate to amend maybe an amendment to the motion that was made around...
Sarab being asked.
Yeah, Sarab being asked and Casey, but I don't want to tell you what to do, but I believe that if there's a motion on the floor that we can't just have another motion.
That's a substitute.
It could be a substitute motion.
Okay, substitute motion.
That's right. It could be a substitute motion.
By the way, Donna never resigned from the LSB Finance Board. She resigned from the PNB Finance Board. She's very much a member of the Finance Board. I am suggesting for the remainder of this board's session, for the next, till the end of this board, as it is, the body of this board, that Donna take over, in case Sarak says absolutely no, he can't do it, take over the duties of treasurer.
Okay, this is a substitute motion. Is there a second to the substitute motion? It's been moved and seconded. This would actually supersede, I believe, the original motion. Because we're running out of time, we don't really have time to debate it. Well, of course, Donna, the question is, are you open to this motion?
I'm willing.
Okay. So is it, I'm going to get a will of the body here. Can we move to a vote? Okay, we're going to look, well, we can't really vote, I guess, until we have public comment, according to Harrison's.
Original vote.
What is it?
Why?
A provisional vote.
Why?
Why wouldn't there be a vote on a motion? What are you saying?
We have to wait.
Okay, we have to wait only for public comment. Now, here's the question that I have. We're closing out the committee reports, but we have a pending motion, substitute motion, and motion. We have the staffing, the populating of the Arts Committee, which was moved to this agenda item. Therefore, I'm wondering if this can be handled very, very quickly. Then we can go to public comment, and then we can vote on this. All right, David.
There was a question made to me about the Finance Committee issues. Is that
oh, yes. All right, David.
I can deal with those in the PNB report or now, whatever you want.
A PNB report. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for your input. Should we do this at this moment? Let's look at the populating of the Arts Committee. The chair will open nominations for the LSB Arts Committee. Nominations are now open.
I'd like to self-nominate.
Yeah, well, I was going to nominate you. I don't know if I can. Maria Armudian is nominated. Maria has been seconded and nominated a second time. Other members of the board on the Arts Committee.
Ed, will you do it?
We need people involved in the arts. That's a problem.
I nominate Ed.
Oh, we're going to go to those.
I thought we were
going to
be
bored. No, actually, because we'd like to have your input on whether or not these nominees are going to be good on our committee. Okay, so we have a nominee, Maria Armudian. We have a nominee, Ed Pearl. Any other nominees? Yes, okay. Nominee Leslie Radford. Jan.
I'd like to nominate Margaret.
Margaret Prescott.
Arts?
Do you want to be on the Arts Committee?
Arts Committee. Arts.
Arts.
It's dealing with the arts.
Another the promotion of arts. I mean, I think it's...
Yes, okay. So we have four nominees. The four nominees now exist. Nominations are still open. Any other nominees before we close nominations?
There are people not here.
Okay.
How many people are going to be on it?
Well...
We can do a seven, like we do all the other.
So why don't we just leave it
alone? Leave it.
Okay. Any other nominees? Seeing none, the chair will... close nominations, at least for this meeting, for the Arts Committee, and read the nominees. so that listener sponsors know who. Yes. Okay. Maria Armudian, Ed Pearl, Margaret Prescott, and Leslie Radford are nominated. Okay. Now the proposal is, notwithstanding the printed agenda, that we move agenda item 8, public comment, to this point, and we move agenda item 7 to after public comment. Those in favor of doing
I understood that the two people involved have to leave, so can we have it before public comment? It's a 9-minute item, right?
We have to leave as well. This response will leave as well.
Okay. Let me ask the people. Let's ask the people on the ad hoc town hall council. Where is Maria? I mean, do you have to leave? When do you have to leave?
I have to leave by 3:00. Monster's giving the report, so we're actually
okay. Okay, so you'll be here for that report. Okay.
And may I suggest that after public comment, we take our votes and adjourn and continue our meeting with the rest of the agenda another time.
That's probably going to have to be the case because we're starting to disintegrate. Okay, we're going to move the agenda item public comment 8 to this point. And because, unfortunately, we have so few, we don't really need to take names. Let's just have the first speaker come to the microphone, and we'll go through any speakers who wish to address. Okay, didn't we say?
I'd like to suggest this be an official 30-minute public comment time in case we adjourn the meeting.
Yeah, I think that's true. We won't probably need the full 30 minutes, but okay, this is going to take Leslie's proposal. Leslie is proposing that agenda item 8 have agenda item 14, public comment 10 minutes, that we now merge agenda item 8 and agenda item 14. Is there any objection on the board? Seeing.
What's the total number of minutes and how do we divide?
30.
And how much per
speaker? A minute and a half. Didn't we? Isn't it 90?
I think we should give them 3 minutes.
No. People, you understand. Excuse me. If we identify 30 minutes of public comment and there aren't enough listener sponsors to fill it, it is still a 30-minute time that we've assigned. So we'll do it that way.
No.
Please, let's go to public comment and our first speaker.
Is that a ruling of the chair?
That is a ruling.
So they get a minute and a half?
Let me repeat because one moment. I need to make this clear. We are going to assign 30 minutes to public comment today,
which may not be used up.
Which may not be used up by listener sponsors.
Listener sponsors who wish to speak further.
Well, let me see. You're the one who's confused, so you should let me explain what I'm trying to explain. We're going to assign 30 minutes of public comment. If we don't have enough speakers to fill up 30 minutes, that does not violate our obligation to have 30 minutes. So we're having 30 minutes, but it may not all be used up because fewer listener sponsors are here now.
Well, I wish to object to this.
Well, okay, let's have your objection. I want to hear the objection because to me this is so clear. How can we create listener sponsor comments that don't exist?
Many of us have spoken for more than a minute and a half. I think that there are probably listeners here who would like to speak more than a minute and a half.
Make a concrete proposal. We are. I'm trying to explain.
They'd be allowed to speak for 30 minutes.
Okay, so make a concrete proposal on how much time a listener sponsor should have. I'm willing to take a proposal.
I would like to leave it up to the listeners to decide how to separate.
Unlimited speech. In other words, they can go as long as they want.
Yeah. Yes. We divide up the amount of time between the speakers that are here.
Yes, I think that's very reasonable. Okay, is that acceptable to members of the board? I think that's very reasonable. That we start with a minute and a half, But we have more than one round, because if the compañero wants to come back for a second round, he would have another 1.5. Okay, now there's objections to that. Jan.
We're taking all this time.
I know, it's preposterous. Totally preposterous.
Give them at least 2 minutes each and then an additional round. But
okay, fine. I modified.
Okay, anyone object to 2 minutes and a second round if the 30 minutes is still available? Hearing no objections, we're going to hear from our first speaker. We'll stop you at 2 minutes, but after other listener sponsors have spoken, you can come back again. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, as long as it's understood that as listeners, we have the full 30 minutes to use.
Yeah, there's no question about that.
Okay, thank you. Is this on?
Okay.
Just let me start with a preface. I wasn't going to say this, but it is very disturbing to see so many chairs.
I don't need sound to speak, though.
Well, I want this recorded because I understand this is going to be aired over the air. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be available.
So it needs to be recorded.
At least streaming on the internet.
Thank you. So I'm very disturbed to see so many empty chairs left after this has been done throughout the whole series of this year's board meetings. Public comment has been put off and put off to the end. Members leave and they don't get to hear our comments. Okay. Having said that, I do want to thank the board and congratulate the board for the hard work that's been done to make the experiment in democracy at KPFK move forward. We all agree that the ideal of democracy has a long way to go to be achieved at KPFK. Democracy at KPFK cannot be achieved without the participation of the Chicana, Chicano, Mexicano, Mexicana communities. And to that end, I have personally tried to run as a candidate in this next upcoming election and was arbitrarily denied by the National Elections Board Supervisor because I did not include a candidate statement in my election materials. Arturo Lemos, another Chicano, Mexicano, was arbitrarily denied to be listed as a listener sponsor to run as a candidate. As I understand, there have been some corrections made of that, but I believe that they're inadequate. These two examples I give are just two that are illustrative of the empty commitments that KPFK has given to the Chicano-Mexicano communities to include us. We get a lot of lip service, but no action. I also want to bring to the attention to the listener sponsors the fact that 3 times I asked anyone on this board to pass a resolution that was passed twice by the previous board of which I was a member and twice blocked by nefarious parliamentarian moves at the Pacifica National Board level to meet the broadcasting needs of the Chicana, Chicano, Mexicana, Mexicano communities, something that is mandated by FCC regulations, the 1848 Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, and the Article 27 of the United Nations Covenant on the Civil, Political, and Economic Rights of Oppressed Nationalities. And 3 times I was ignored by this board. The silence is deafening and complicit. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Mark Andrews. My statement is, if we spend all of our programming time focusing on all the tyrannical policy of our rulers, and all the horrible things that our rulers are doing to us, that our rulers have won and will continue to win. Instead, we should spend plenty of our programming time focusing on the stupidity that is in between the ears of our fellow citizens. We need to get real for a change, and if there ever was a time for us to get this, in light of this last week's general election, maybe now is the time. We need to add some shows that aren't dull and boring. I've been listening to KPFK for 25 years, and I've been bored with it the whole time. I advocate that we add some programming which some would call hate radio. Some people would call hate radio. I advocate we add some programming that some people would call that. Our past lack of this, I doubt, is just because of an FCC problem. I think it is either a lack of nerve or a case of stagnation. Have people ever listened to Ray Taliaferro on 810 AM out of the Bay Area? His show is way more interesting than anything on KPFK, even though he is handcuffed by a limited Democratic Party line because he is directly he directly and personally attacks right-wingers. That's why it's more interesting. I think KPFK would have many more listeners if listeners thought there was a chance they could hear a show where the left clashes with the right. We should have some shows where left and right-wing guests debate and attack each other, and we should have some shows where left-wing talk show hosts field right-wing callers and attack them with information, name-calling, and insults. One last comment. By observing this week's election, we definitely need some shows to educate about the idiocy of religion and faith-based teachings rather than embrace it like the Democratic Party plans to do, according to the front page of yesterday's LA Times.
Thank you. That's right on your time. Thank you so much. And thanks for your perseverance over those 25 years.
I'm going to take the rest of the time, which means just 26 minutes. Nobody asked me to talk. I decided that.
I'm sure.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're going to have to speak up a little bit.
It's not working.
Yes. I think our fears have sort of come true a little bit. And what we have seen, what has happened at the station during the election, has determined what's going to be the future for us. And the future for us as a activists, anti-whatever and pro-whatever, it's nobody doom and gloom. And we need to change our strategy. We need to sit and talk among ourselves. Whoever's hands is in a cookie jar needs to sit together and come up with a different strategy, what the future will be like. And the future, if we ever want to change it, get our voices out, get the issues out, and not to have all the right-wing stuff out there, we need to really sit and think outside of box. We need to get into this sweat lodge together, butt naked, and think it over. Okay? This is, we really have to change our hats. This bickering, one says one thing, one says the other thing. One has a point of interest, one has a point of clarification. We really have to educate ourselves. Okay, get off your horses, please. Okay, start paying attention to what the listeners are telling you. Okay, and Luis is right, that every time that there was a meeting, we have come and said, you need to put the listener's comment up front, maybe.